Yo, what is up, everybody? I go by the name Savon. And today, you are listening to More to a Flame, the podcast for music lovers. I'd like to send a thanks to everybody that's tuned in right now and speaking to existence. My gratitude to the people that'll be listening in the future. Much love. This podcast embraces itself around music, hip-hop and R&B to be exact. So you won't be hearing me talk about tweets or gossip or any type of shade, because this ain't that. I'll be doing deep dives on your favorite artist. I'll be doing album reviews and talking about artists that you may not know to diversify your music catalog. I want to send a special thanks to the people that made this possible today. First, I want to thank my boy Nahi Branscombe for coming up with the moniker, the title, Moth to a Flame. Before that, I didn't know what to call this. I was brainstorming for I don't know how long trying to create something. But man, I appreciate you. Next, I want to thank my boy Desmond Robinson. Because before this, I thought I needed a laptop, a microphone, a condenser, and all of these things that, yeah, they might make your podcast sound professional, but I want this to sound real. And he showed me. He told me to download this app called Anchor and get to working. So, this is what you have. I want to thank my boy Elijah for creating this beautiful logo that represents the name of this podcast and myself to the T. I don't know you personally, but I really appreciate your artwork. And lastly, I want to thank Jocelyn Hart, an R&B singer out of Atlanta. Every time I see her grind, her work ethic, it makes me want to work 10 times harder. I appreciate you. Today I want to review this Kanye West album. I've had a week to listen to it, digest it, and I'm going to go over some of the pros and cons of this album. I'll also tell you what I wish I would have seen or heard on this album. And I'll scale it from 1 to 10. So, sit back and enjoy the show. This is the follow-up to 2016's The Life of Pablo. Producer, rapper, fashion designer, Kanye West explores and conveys the message of acceptance of himself in his 8th album, simply titled, Ye. Kanye admits and addresses his battle with addiction, suicide, and mental illness, which he calls his superpower. In track 1, I Thought About Killing You, I can imagine Kanye West going through a mental breakdown, looking into the mirror and uttering the words, "The most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest," which is a light and dark complex that Kanye is constantly going through. Ye talks about how he called the Muslims his cousins and his loved ones to help him go through this illness, but he felt like no one was around. This is one of the first signs that you can tell that Kanye West is definitely going through something. Around the 3-minute mark, the beat switches up, and I feel like that's Kanye's other personality seeping in. He talks about how it's Ye season and begins to spaz, and I feel like it's a great way to introduce this 7-track album. Yikes isn't really a deep or conceptual song, but it definitely feeds off of the energy of the second half of I Thought About Killing You. Kanye is tripping off of opioids and 2CBs, whatever that is, and talking about how things can get menacing, frightening. And this is also where Kanye addresses his mental illness and calls it a superpower. Bars like, Russell Simmons wanna pray for me too. I'ma pray for him cause he got me too'd. Were definitely funny and added shock value. Kanye talks about people testing his Gandhi And from what I heard, this hook, as catchy and infectious as it is, they said that Drake wrote it. I don't know if that's hearsay or what. But anyway, another thing about this song, it's definitely a club banger. I can hear it in the club. And also, it reminds me of a song off of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is my favorite album by Kanye West. All Mine proves that Kanye West can sample any beat, even if it's his own, and make it sound like a totally different song. This song samples Wolves from 2016's The Life of Pablo. The song features Valet, who's singing this weird but catchy hook in falsetto, which I didn't like at first. I had to listen to it a few more times because I definitely was going to put it on the skip button. Essentially, the song is shallow, and it's about Kanye's lust for women. It's pretty misogynistic, too. Lines like, all these thoughts on Christian mingle is what almost got Tristan single. Or, I could have me a Naomi Campbell and still might want me a Stormy Daniels. I'm not gonna lie, those lines were pretty funny to me, and I felt like they definitely reflected the times, almost like how South Park used to run episodes that were congruent with what was going on in society. Overall, this song, like I said before, is pretty shallow, but the beat, the hook, definitely create this energy that makes you want to go back to this song over and over again. Party Next Door, Ty Dolla $ign, and Jeremiah Steal the Show on this song Wouldn't Leave. It's one of the deep cuts on this album. This song is an ode to Kim Kardashian, as Kanye talks about his love for her and how she still wouldn't leave after Kanye felt like he lost it all, both mentally and financially. Jeremiah has this dope feature on the bridge, and Ty Dolla $ign at the end refrains with his raspy voice, adding beautiful runs and riffs as Kanye talks over it and talks about how you shouldn't take your woman for granted. One of the lines that stuck out to me was, butterfly on my wrist, you make me run out of my skin. I felt like that was very poetic, and that was one of the lines that I felt in my heart, you know what I'm saying? That was an emotional line for me, and I really dug this song as well. I think I said dug or dig about 20 times so far, but hey, whatever, we're gonna go to the next track. Kanye samples Slick Rick's Believe It or Not and features Charlie Wilson on the hook. This song is almost like the light at the end of the tunnel, where Kanye is reflecting on 2016, but at the same time accepting and embracing all that darkness and turning it into positive light, telling his girl that regardless of everything that happened in the past, he still loves her and he's still down for her. It's almost a response to the previous track. In the track Ghost Town, Kanye West samples a gospel song, and it definitely makes you feel like you're in church. Party Next Door on the hook is singing about finally wanting to be at peace, like God was at rest on the seventh day of creation. And Kid Cudi emotionally sings about wanting to be loved and accepted by his fans and media, or even just himself. But every time he makes an effort, he's being either shot down or there's distance created between the two. And I believe that's how Kanye felt. So he had to get Party and Kid Cudi to evoke those emotions in a better way. 070 Shakes at the end has this chant that makes this song definitely sound like stadium music, where she talks about wanting to be free of pain and hurt and agony, which is definitely what a reflection of, I feel like, Kanye West is. I feel like Kanye West is in a space right now where he's free. He's been talking about free thought, but aside from that, Kanye West, I believe, is wanting to be free and accept himself. Violent Crimes is probably one of my favorite songs on the project. Kanye speaks about protecting his daughters north in Chicago from dudes that may cause them harm. Now, I'm not a father or anything like that, but I can definitely empathize with Ye about warning his daughters on how some guys are. He also talks about his fear of karma because he may have treated women like objects, but he realizes that they are worth so much more. I love how Kanye paints the picture of treating his daughter's boyfriends like Will and Martin in Bad Boys 2. Side note, if you haven't seen that movie, you need to slap yourself. Go to Redbox, go to Hulu, go to your cousin's house, borrow their DVD player, or just play it on your Xbox. But you need to watch the movie Bad Boys 2 and watch that scene. That's probably one of the funniest scenes in the movie. They interrogate the boy and make him feel like crap. But I understand, because I would definitely do that with my daughter. But anyway, I digress. The production on this album is phenomenal. The way Kanye West chops up beats and sprinkles samples throughout each track on the album is the reason why he is arguably one of the best artists of our generation. His utilization of the voices of Party Next Door, Jeremiah, Ty Dolla $ign, Kid Cudi, and Charlie Wilson to evoke emotions that he necessarily can't do throughout his own voice are genius. I love the fact that he incorporated his family, his mental illness, which he calls his superpower, and his thoughts on suicide and loving himself. Some things I wish I would have heard on the album are him talking about Jay-Z, not in a negative light, but just addressing how he felt about what Jay-Z said on 444. I wish Poopity Scoop or Lift Yourself was an actual song with actual bars instead of a troll, because that sample was probably one of the best samples I've heard from Kanye in a long time. And last but not least, I wish this album was 10 tracks instead of 7, but I understand why he chose 7, because after you play the last song, you're going to want to hear the whole album again. Because nowadays we live in a world where people have 20 to 25 songs on their albums. Overall, I give this album a strong 8. And right now I'm going to play one of the songs that I feel like is going to be in the club heavy. Check it out. This next segment is entitled Songs of the Week. Now, typically these songs are by artists that aren't necessarily mainstream, but are songs that I've been listening to all week and I feel like you guys might like. So the first song is called All the Time by Ye Ali. That was my first song of the week, All the Time by Ye Ali. This next song is by one of my favorite groups, The Internet. The song is called Come Over. That song was entitled Come Over by The Internet. Their album is dropping soon. This next song and final song is by Chicago native Saba, and the song is called Broken Girls. Enjoy. That was Broken Girls by Saba. I hope you guys enjoyed all of the music that you've heard today. And now I'm going to go over some albums that are set to be released tomorrow. Neo's dropping his 7th album entitled Good Man. There are a few songs that I've heard so far, and I really dig what I've been hearing. Next, Kanye West and Kid Cudi collab to drop Kids See Ghosts. I might do a review on that, depending on what you guys think, and just comment on it. Just let me know. And last but not least, Freeway makes a return and drops his album entitled Think Free. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode. This is the first episode of Moth to a Flame. If you have any suggestions, ask for any topics, please don't hesitate to comment on my Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel at Savad_MTAF for all platforms. Much love. Godspeed. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.